It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
As we move into the 4 o'clock hour, it's Christian Arcan, it's Andy Hart, it's WEEI Afternoons. We've got room for you on the phones at 617-779-7937. It's Gerard Mayo from this morning. Asked about the news leaking, because he told everybody, and they had to go back and sort of correct this, but he said that he told everybody about this, the team, this morning, except for the two quarterbacks who he told last night. But he didn't mean last night. He meant Monday night, which is when we talked to Jacoby Brissett, and he didn't seem like he heard that kind of news on Monday night. So, first of all, let's put this timeline together then. Monday night, we were there. We were at Gillette. We talked to Brissett on the phone. We asked him, does he expect to start? He said yes. He said, I expect to start. I have no change there. I hate Evan Lazar is basically what he said to us. And
it's good summation.
So many words. And then today, Mayo says, no, I told them Monday night. Now, he could have told them after we talked to Brissett, I suppose.
Sure.
That could have happened. It was around, we talked to him at like 4:45, I want to say, something around that. And it could have been after that, I suppose. I don't know exactly how long these meetings take. I don't know how long guys stick around. You'd know more about that than I would.
Yeah, I mean, I know that day, even part of, I think they had like an NFLPA meeting, which those pop up sometimes, and those extend the day. That was getting late in the day. That was getting late in the day when we talked to Jacoby. It wouldn't be surprised, but they could have been kept too. They could have let everybody else go.
And you guys
and said, hey, by the way, can you guys hang out? Let's have a chat individually, group. I don't know. I'm also a little suspect of this clarification that they made where he said the night before.
Right, which would mean Tuesday night.
Tuesday night.
Yeah.
And then the PR clarified that he meant Monday night.
Well, if it was Tuesday night, then that means it was after the news broke, right? Because the news broke
at 4-ish
or something. 100%. So then the rap sheet comes out with the news, and then he calls May and Brissett, or then he has them come into the office. I don't know exactly how that news was delivered. It was an off day yesterday, so guys didn't have to be in the building. Maybe they went to Lyft or whatever. I don't know what guys come in for, but like it was a day off. So when the news break, we were talking to McLaughlin at like 4:45, I think.
Somewhere in there. And then we talked to Schefter about it.
Yeah, so.
And he was saying how it was a little weird because there was a off day. So I think he said quarterbacks are always in, so they might have been in today to have a talk with Gerard. It's weird. There's a little weirdness, and I would say.
So what do you think happened?
I actually tend to believe he may have told them late in the day Monday night.
Okay.
The quarterbacks.
Okay.
And I actually think that lets the cat out of the bag.
So they didn't find, it didn't get out of the bag until late the next day.
No, I know, but that. So now, I mean, Drake May might call his brothers. Like, there's all kinds of layers of sources that could potentially.
An agent might call somebody. Right. Yeah, exactly.
There's a lot more people involved, and that's probably how it could have gotten out there. Or the team could have just said, screw it. It's going to get out there, so we might as well just let Schefter and Rap Sheet know. Or Rap Sheet first, I guess, kind of had it, and then Schefter followed up. So
we believe that Rap Sheet sources are in the office, right?
Not
Gillette Stadium. Not on the field. Like that's ownership, upper management, that type of thing.
Is who
we believe he's getting his information from.
That is my contention. That is my assumption.
So that means not from Gerard Mayo. That means not from Alex Van Pelt. Maybe even not even Elliot Wolf. So there an announcement that
Wolf
got made? Was there an announcement that got made that surprised those guys?
It's certainly possible. But my bigger issue here is Gerard Mayo's sort of dismissal of it.
Right.
He was hell-bent on handling it in week one. Hell-bent, remember?
Yeah. Like, we're going to talk to both guys. It's going to be a whole
team,
thing.
The whole thing. Right. I don't want it. It's only fair. Like, and now it's like, ah, it's fine. Everybody reads everything. It's fine. It's fine. Like, is it? Is it fine? It doesn't feel fine.
I mean, if you're Drake May, it's fine because you get to start. But for Brissett, I mean, he was very concerned about Brissett or whoever wasn't going to start and their feelings and their getting the news before everybody, all that stuff. I mean, that was a big deal. Yeah.
And I feel like just the culture and the trust of the team and doing things the right way, right? Like not handling things in the court of public opinion. And now he's like, pah, all these guys read everything anyway. It's fine. It's fine if they get it from Schefter, not their head coach. I don't think that's fine. That's not... That doesn't feel right to me, especially compared to week one.
The plan was probably for Gerard Mayo to announce it tomorrow to the team. I'm unsure whether the quarterbacks were told today.
Oh, yeah. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And that today?
Yeah.
Was yesterday.
Was yesterday.
Not Monday.
Right.
I'm not sure.
I'm unsure if the quarterbacks got told Tuesday. I'm not sure if they knew by Tuesday. So.
Right. I mean,
after investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, they didn't know on Tuesday. They didn't know on Monday.
So he. You can't unknow something that you knew Monday night, and then Tuesday you need to be told again. So he believes they weren't told on Monday night.
Right.
And I don't. This is not the biggest issue here. The biggest issue here is simple. Drake May is playing, and we will see if Drake May is ready to play. If he helps the team, if he helps Drake May, if he starts to develop, right? But there is a sub-layer to this of how it was handled, right? And that matters. It might matter to Jacoby Brissett, for
definitely.
All I know. We haven't talked to him.
This is a new regime. The old regime didn't. It wasn't like this. Like the old regime, it was Bill. He was the guy, and that was it. And if you crossed him, you were wrong. And the Kraft sort of backed off for the most part. They didn't jump in and make decisions on his behalf. He did it all. And now that is not the case anymore.
And the old regime, and certainly the old regime during winning, if something got out, it means Bill kind of. Was okay with it being out.
Right.
Whether he did it, had Bears handle it, Stacy handle it, he was okay with it. Now, in the last couple of years, I think there was some ownership Bill leaks that kind of went back and forth. So
definitely.
That's a different landscape. I'm talking about the heyday when the culture was strong and everybody was on one page.
And I think there were players leaking stuff too.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
Because it changed.
Because
they realized,
coaches, all
you guys are
things,
doing it, you're doing it. In the old days, it was like, nobody's doing it, so I'm not going to be the one who's going to break free from...
Right.
The way we do business.
And
here.
We're so good that if you do it, we can get rid of you and it won't make a difference. You're not going to slow us down.
But this one, I am not even comparing him to the Belichick, you know, great years where it was one voice and one information. I'm comparing it to week one. I'm comparing it to Gerard Mayo,
right,
who wanted to button something up in week one and now is like, it's fine. They all read everything on the internet. I don't know if Jacoby Brissett thinks it's fine. We all read it on the internet. And other guys, you think Jacoby Brissett has some... supporters in that locker room?
Yeah.
Fans?
Absolutely.
Not that there's... I'm not going with a mutiny or a fracture. I'm just saying there are probably guys that really respect him and want him to be done right, not done dirty.
Sure.
And some of them may be like, wait a minute, Jacoby, you didn't know you were benched before Schefter reported it? Oh, that's effed up.
Right. Nope,
I don't have any questions on that.
That's how I would feel as a friend. Like, if I'm a friend of Jacoby Brissett, I'd be a little pissed off for him.
Yeah.
Whether he's pissed off or not, I'd be like, wait, you took... 47 hits a game for 5 straight games. I saw you grabbing your ribs. I saw you.
And now they don't have the decency to call you in.
They're kicking you to the curb on the freaking internet and social media. And then the next day he goes, it's fine. That would annoy me.
Yeah. You know, that doesn't reflect well. especially on a losing team, okay? You're not some great team that can just steamroll everybody and not, doesn't matter how we treat our players. No, you have to, you have to pay the suck tax, you know? You have to do it in all different forms, but this is part of it. You have to, you can't treat people like that. That's how you get a mutiny.
Also, a team that the head coach, I believe one of the first things he said was, relationships.
Right.
It all starts
communication,
with relationships,
all that. So
before I can
like
coach
men,
you, I need
that,
to know you, and we have to have a bond and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Relationships.
But Jacoby knew this was the deal, right? I mean, he told us.
It's like that random so voice scared the hell out of me.
I know. That's why I like to raise my hand, because I never like to see you type in.
He scared me.
But he knew the deal, right? He was paid $8 million. He knew what the plan was. The plan was never for Jacoby to play. He knew this day was coming, whether it was sooner rather than later.
That's not fair. We all know that certain big picture things, you still deserve the respect of telling me to my face. Don't tell Schefter first so I read it on my effing phone.
You're right.
Yeah, but that's how
everybody
football
knew what
works.
Was going to happen. I mean,
it doesn't have to work that way.
I guess it doesn't
I thought
have
they were
to,
creating but relationships, and I thought they were doing it a different way, and they were caring about the person as much as the athlete and all that.
And he's still on the team, right? So it's not like they're just getting rid of him completely. Like he's
the backup
quarterback. Mm-hmm. You know,
if Drake May gets hurt like all these people in the 603 are rooting for, then Jacoby Brissett's going to play on Sunday. So he's still a key factor of the team. He still has to be ready to play. I don't want to make more of this than it is, because the key part here is Drake May is playing. As a Patriots fan, you should be excited about that, see where it's going to go. I just wonder, was it handled in the best way it could have been handled?
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it was.
No.
Feels like there's something. I know we did spin zone, and we can't do sniff tests and spin zone in the same day, but
I mean, we could if we wanted to, but yeah, let's not.
Doesn't feel like it totally passes the sniff test.
No, not when Mayo's coming out saying, I'm disappointed that this news leaked out. I mean,
right.
he didn't leak it out. He's disappointed. I think he's being nice there, but yeah, that's true.
They should have found a funny way to tell Jacoby, like maybe stick it in like a fortune cookie, or like when you propose to your wife, you put the ring in the cake or something. It was just like some hidden note.
Or those, have you seen them recently where like kids on football teams are asking a girl to the prom and their teammates make a sign behind, like,
yeah,
they
yeah,
take
yeah.
a photo, and then when you look at the photo it says prom question mark.
Mm-hmm.
So Jacoby, would you take a photo
bench
over here? And behind him
it says
bench.
That's mean.
And you're like, son of a
617-779-7937 is your phone number. Quick break. When we come back, we'll talk with Mike Giardi, Boston Sports Journal. First, here's Stiz with what's trending.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.